I wouldn't call it a civil war, but it may escalate to that level. At this point, I think it's a question of protest, a question of resistance, but it hasn't reached the level of calling it a civil war. Mind you, that the so-called war veterans are the ones who initiated the so-called land grab policy, which the ZANU-PF later on adopted as its own policy. So it was driven from the so-called war veterans. Many of them were not in the war, but it is a political phenomenon in Zimbabwe. And from that point of view, I think now that the war veterans are clashing with the police, because at that time, the war veterans challenged the police to say, come and remove us from the farms that we are occupying. Mugabe was quite clever at that time, and ZANU-PF, to say, we are not going to remove you. Instead, we'll make this our national policy and escape from that. This time around is going to be more difficult. And I think that we are reaching a situation where things are getting very bad, because some of the war veterans have formed a new political party. It is not just a party from the trade union movement and so on. So the war veterans will be divided at this point. So you are right to just send a signal to say, might this lead to a civil war? And if it is not properly managed and contained, it may reach that level.
And does it appear as if the president has actually lost control of the party?
I think the president lost the control of the party very long ago, or rather consumed the party into himself. So it's personalized leadership in Zimbabwe rather than a party leadership. And this is a shame to ZANU-PF to come out from being a glorious liberation movement to become a tool of an individual leader and the cronies around him. And I think that, yes, we are reaching a point where people are saying, anyway, Robert Mugabe naturally will not be living for too long, and we, all of us human beings, will not be there for too long. They are beginning to stand up within the party, but also those who have split out to form other parties, and the opposition is being strengthened to see that ZANU-PF is in the way of decline and will decline unless they ask Robert Mugabe to have a successor, so then ZANU-PF has a fresh leader as they move forward.
And finally, it seems as if there are so many factions that want to succeed him. Ultimately, what is going to happen? Who's going to succeed him?
I will not say who. It's very difficult to predict. Politics change day and night, and that is the nature of it. Sometimes people are on one camp one day, the next day they're on another camp within the same party or across parties. So I wouldn't want to really become somebody with a crystal ball who will say who will ultimately be the leader. But I'm saying the time of succession is on us. We either ignore it. If we ignore it, it is going to lead to a serious crisis in Zimbabwe.